Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Overpromise with Covino and Rich, presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code OVERPROMISE, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hey, cheers, everybody.
Cheers, big ears.
Hey.
And happy belated New Year's. I only said it could rhyme because it rhymed.
Yeah.
Covino and Rich Overpromised, our bonus podcast. Welcome to the show. Thank you guys for hanging out. Later on, we're going to talk about, is there ever a nice way, is there ever a good way to announce your breakup? There's a story about Ryan Garcia, the boxer, that we got to get to. It's gone viral. Plus, Rich's picks.
I got a futures bet.
Yeah.
From the future. I got Biff Sports, Sports Almanac. I got a Super Bowl prediction. And I got what I think is a pretty solid parlay for a wild card weekend that we'll get to.
But we got to talk about this conspiracy game this weekend. Super wild card weekend. Ooh. Here on Overpromise. Let's go.
Well, the conspiracy we talked about, in fact, our clip about it, it's got a little viral on social media because Taylor Swift gets attention. But let's go over the layers. Taylor Swift gets attention, whatever she does. She goes to a Chiefs game. The ratings are big.
She goes to the Golden Globes. Hates a joke. It's all about her.
Joe Coy gets hate.
Yeah.
Whatever she does, let's be honest. Gold, baby, gold.
Yeah.
So when the NFL is sitting down making that wild card weekend schedule, you're trying to tell me that Peacock didn't say, give us the Swift game, meaning the Chiefs game.
Meaning the game you have to pay for. And I don't think there's any doubt. It's just good business. It's the NFL. They're in the business of making money. So Swifties are going to want to tune in. Millions more tuned in. Not only for the sweet matchup of Patrick Mahomes and the Dolphins, the Chiefs and the Dolphins, yeah, but Taylor Swift's probably going
to
be
there. So you got to think to yourself, shit, there's going to be Swifties that are such, let's be honest, like over-the-top lame fans. They're like, I'll pay just to watch her cheer.
So yeah, I don't think it's conspiracy. I think it's just smart business, common sense, and I think that's exactly why they chose that game. There's a recent update, too, that it might be the coldest game in franchise history for both teams. It's going to be 5 degrees, but negative 10 with the wind chill for that game. Advantage Chiefs, because the Dolphins haven't won 10 straight games where it's 40 or below at kickoff. Yeah, so.
And zero is a lot different than 40.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is cold. This is like your balls shrivel up cold.
So
like, this is like don't look at me naked cold.
A lot of drama around this game. Exactly.
You know, Peacock itself, you're wondering, like, is it worth getting? I just asked my wife, I go, we got to get it, right, just for the weekend? She goes, we have it. I think we never canceled. And I said,
you have it? You have somebody's password?
No, I got it for the Joe Montana Cool Under Pressure documentary, which, by the way, I think was like 2 years ago. So I've been paying for Peacock, so I'm damn watching this game Saturday.
Well, again, that's perfect because we're trying to give you other reasons to get Peacock. Or not.
Yeah, this is no commercial. Dude, if you want to illegally stream it, that's on you. I'm not telling you what to do. If you want to go to the bar and watch it, we're just sort of laying out there that if you do want to spend the $5 or $6 or whatever it is, there's other things to watch on Peacock. And you know what? I'll start there. I totally just forgot. Joe Montana, Cool Under Pressure.
Great documentary. Really right? is.
I'm a big Montana guy growing up, so that was cool for me. Now, other things, this might come as a surprise to you, but when I was a little boy,
yeah,
my favorite show, The Old Alfer, Willie, Alf. They're streaming the whole series on Peacock.
Now I'm leaning or not. Not a big fan
of Alfer. Come on.
Not a big fan. I think you're going to be with like Married with Children because Married with Children is available on Peacock. Again, look, whether you get Peacock for the month, it's up to you. A lot of people probably going to get it and cancel. A lot of people scrambling on how they're going to watch it. Maybe people going over each other's house to watch it. But someone's going to have to pay to watch this game. We're trying to give you other reasons.
Or as you do, Kavina puts on a sad face and he's like, man, I wish I had Peacock. And then he's waiting for one of his buddies to be like, dude, I'll give you my password.
Don't worry about it. No problem.
You can try the sad Kavino approach as well. You know, a couple of the shows, Spot, I didn't mention these to you ahead of time, but I was just looking at some of those revamp shows from our childhood, like the new Saved by the Bell, Bel Air. Remember the spinoff, like the remake of Fresh Prince? Good.
I started it, never finished it, but definitely worth the try. The Office, a lot of shows maybe you want to look back on, things like that. So classics, again, but some new stuff.
Again.
There's one that made me say, you got to be kidding me.
Not a commercial, because I don't give a damn if you get Peacock or not. I just know that I'm watching the game, and like I said, my wife said, babe, we already have it. I'm like, we're already paying for it?
Most people don't even know what they have at this point, but it's the coffee theory. We're more willing to buy an overpriced $5, $6 coffee than we are one of these apps.
You know, let me tell you, we do a Patreon every day. And if you're willing to spend $5 or $6 on this, let us tell you that patreon.com/Kavino and Rich. Every day we do an uncensored podcast before our Fox show.
But if you're like me, you're reluctant to buy another app, another network, another streaming service. And I need that extra nudge and extra reason to do this. So I was thinking, well, is there anything new? I've seen Married with Children. I don't care about Alf. You know, The Office was never really that big of a fan. Is there anything new? And Spot says there's a new show.
Spot, this is so up your
called
alley.
Couple to Thruple or something ridiculous.
This looks raunch. This looks hilarious.
You gotta see this.
This looks like something.
Days, they'll invite one of 14 open-minded singles to thruple up with them in the resort.
We would like to invite wah,
wah. With a bed big enough for three.
So this is essentially a gangbang show?
It's a couple trying to recruit like someone else to join the fun. Couple to thruple. So people that are open-minded, wanting to experiment, wanting to get freaky deaky. So if that's your vibe, you're interested, you like trash TV, smut TV, more reason to maybe get it.
If you watch Love is Blind and The Bachelor and The Ultimatum and all these shows, why not watch couples inviting a third person in? So
you think Dan Patrick's sitting here watching on the edge of his seat thinking, how about my show? Are they going to mention
DP?
Dan Patrick show?
That too.
Hey, you know, I know Couple to Thruple's great, but how about me, Dan Patrick, who we often fill in for? But
Any of the Danettes on Couple to Thruple?
I don't know.
So I guess we'll see. And Spot, a show that just has a funny name. People talked highly of it, though. Pete Davidson, Bupkis?
I'm not watching
that. No, you're not watching Bupkis?
No, I'm not watching that. I have heard that it's all right.
Bupkis! Oh, all right.
I have the ultimate solution, but again, either get it or not. No, the game's not good enough either. Get it, or here's what I'm going to do.
I know your answer.
I'm going to your house.
Come over. Honestly, come over.
Freeload off your buddy.
Come over.
I think that's the best way. Because you know what? Chances are he's freeloading off of someone else.
Yeah.
And no doubt. Of course, there's some other comedy if you do get it. You got Joey Diaz, Mark Maron. Our buddy Joel McHale has a special on Peacock. So,
listen, again, not an ad for Peacock. I don't give a shit if you watch it or not.
No, but we're caught between a rock and a hard place.
If you do, there is stuff to watch, and maybe for a month, right? It's like you said, the price of a cup of coffee. I'm not gonna jeopardize not watching football. So the NFL has me by the balls.
Exactly.
And you know what I say? You got me. So what am I going to do?
You got reluctant dudes like me, and you got older fellas like your dad who are like,
he's not watching.
I just don't know what to do. I'm probably not going to watch.
My dad already told me he's not watching. I go, Dad, it took you 2 years to realize you could watch Thursday Night Football easily on Amazon. He's like, yeah, but I don't need another app. I'm like, Dad, but again, whatever. He goes, I'll see the highlights.
So
a playoff game.
again, rock in a hard place. We're trying to give you reasons. It's up to you.
Is that but another if you show? Is that another game, Sean Peacock? Rock in the hard place?
Spot, is there anything else that stands out to you or no?
I want to watch that Thruple show. That's get you all horned up.
Yeah. Oh, did you mention Night Court? I know that's a reboot.
Oh, the new one?
The new one. That looks pretty interesting.
I'd rather watch the old ones.
Is Frasier on here? Or is that a... I don't know. That might be another...
Well, anyway.
But like a lot, it's an NBC brand, so you're going to have a lot of NBC-related shows that are new and old available.
If you're not freeloading like I am...
Maury?
Come on. I don't think you want to miss this game, though. I think the Chiefs, Dolphins... game you want to watch. You don't want to be left out and then see all the highlights. Like, be part of it. You watch this whole season, you spend your $5.99, you pay that for a coffee, and then you cancel in a month.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you how to make up that money with a parlay and a bet right now. But you know what? One last approach. Just give them the look. Come on, show everyone the look.
What's the look?
You know the look. I wish I could watch.
I wish I had a password.
And then one idiot's gonna be like, oh, Camino, you can use mine. So there you go. All right, well, let's get into it. DraftKings Sportsbook. There's lots to do. It's a super wild card weekend. 6 games. But today, on today's Overpromised, I'm gonna give you what I'm calling the road dog parlay.
All right.
And then I got a futures bet. I took a little peek into a Biff's sports almanac. Let me give you the...
That's not cheating.
Let me give you the parlay first with our pals at DraftKings. Code overpromised. So, first game we're watching, because it is sort of not the dud, but let's be honest. There's a reason why the Browns and the Texans are that first Saturday afternoon game, right? Browns by 2.5. Got to win by a field goal. Listen, the Texans barely made the playoffs. They have overachieved. D'Amico, Ryan. I mean, I love the guy. Though. I love CJ Stroud. Yeah. I love everything this young team has. But I'm not saying they're playing with house money. But they're sort of playing with house money. Like, if they lost in the first round, no one would be like, man, they suck. They weren't expected to be here. Rookie quarterback, rookie coach, everything they're doing in Houston, they got to feel so good about how they're on the right track.
Yeah.
Right? Nico Collins.
Same with Green Bay, man. You know, there's young team.
Green Bay's the youngest team.
Yeah, youngest team. Such a bright future ahead of them. You know, well, they found their quarterback.
I got a pick for Green Bay tomorrow on our next Overpromise. But as far as these young teams... I really do believe there's something to be said about, I hate the phrase, playing with house money. But again, no one's going to say, man, the Texans blew it if they lost, right? Because they likely weren't supposed to be there to begin with. So I do feel like the party ends, though, for them. I like Joey Flacco. I think he's going to be able to move the ball well downfield against these guys. They have such a great defense. It's going to be another cold game. Actually, no, it's in Houston, right? So I'm looking at it this way. Browns by 2.5. Let's go Browns. They just win this game. I don't think it's anything more than the Browns are a really good team. And Houston is growing. And I just like the Browns. There's really no... Sometimes there's no real explanation other than I think the Browns are the better team. And I think we're playing off the high of loving CJ Stroud and the excitement for Houston. But Cleveland had all those injuries. Kevin Stefanski could arguably be coach of the year, right? I mean, he took that Cleveland... Cleveland lost Chubb. They lost Deshaun Watson. They lost everybody.
It's an analogy that never works for football, but good pitching always stops good hitting. And I think the Browns defense stops CJ Stroud. The
Browns defense could stop most people. Now... the other team in this parlay, you're going to be like, really, Rich? And the answer is yes. I like the Dolphins. Do you know why? Because it goes against everything conventional. And sometimes I feel like when everything points in one direction, you got to look the other way. Everything's pointing this way. I'm looking this way. They can't win in the cold. It's at Arrowhead.
10 in a row.
It's Travis Kelce.
They've lost 10 games in a row where it's been 40 degrees or lower at kickoff.
Dude.
They don't play well in the cold.
Well, Taylor Swift in the suite. It's on Peacock. It's the hyped up game. Dolphins plus 4.5. Now, even if they lose by 4, even if they lose by field goal, you'll win that bet. And I'm telling you, on a cold day like that, what do a lot of teams go to? Because hands are cold, passing game.
I go to my my turtleneck, my turtleneck.
He will be wearing
the Chiefs one, one.
You know what Patrick Mahomes will be wearing?
I wear that one.
He'll be wearing that thing where his face sticks out. Yeah, he'll be wearing that white, it looks like a sperm. That you know that little head, the little headgear? Looks like a big sperm.
But he rocks that turtleneck.
So I like the Dolphins plus 4.5 for the reason that I said. It's cold. The Chiefs receivers can't catch passes when it's hot. people will be stiff, which means a lot of people rely on the what? The run game. And Mostert's back. The Dolphins have a lot of play action, a lot of movement. I just feel like we're forgetting that the Chiefs have struggled throughout this whole season, and we're making it seem
they're not the Chiefs that we've grown to know.
Dude, you said it. We're thinking like, dude, Andy Reid, Mahomes, and Kelsey at home. Dude, they barely are beating shitty teams. So let's not make it seem like
this better be a good game for paying for.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I like the Dolphins getting points. I wouldn't be surprised if they won straight up. So there you go. Let's go, Road Dogs. Your two-team parlay. Do you like that or what?
I do.
Yeah, do you like it, love it, or gotta have it?
I love it. I don't gotta have it.
I like the Dolphins part. I like the Dolphins to keep it close.
All right. These are tough games.
Now, you're going to say, what's with this futures bet you're making, Rich? Only because if you put down $20, dude, put down $10 on a plus 4,000 bet, you're making $400. Put down 20, you're making $800. The Rams to win the Super Bowl. Now, you're saying, what are you doing, Rich? It's not the Ravens. It's not the Niners. It's not the Cowboys. When you just look at the teams and how the odds are stacked up.
You also have to be realistic, right? Like, can they? Could you see this happen?
And you know what?
Look, possible.
Guess what you can't see?
Because there are long shots, but then there's ones that are actual. It's possible.
Let's be honest. You can't picture teams like Pittsburgh, the Bucks. There's teams, Houston. I'm sorry. You're not winning the Super Bowl. But then there's the obvious ones like Niners, Ravens, Cowboys. That's the easy pick. But because of that, the odds are giving you nothing.
Right.
You bet 100, you win 200. Like, that's BS. I like plus 4,000 because, again, you bet $10, you can win 400.
Unlikely, but possible. Yeah. Like the Browns, maybe.
Now, the Browns and the Rams are my two favorite in this category. They're both around the same. The Rams are even more underdogs. And I'll tell you why. The Rams were so beat up and hurt. They started out bad, and everyone's like, oh, the Rams suck. No. The Rams were unhealthy. Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, coached by a great, brilliant coach in Sean McVay. Mm-hmm. They've won 6 out of their last 7. Their one loss in those 7 games, an overtime game against the Ravens. So they even battled the Ravens into overtime. So,
ooh, and what a matchup this weekend, though.
Please tell me, why are we downplaying this run that the Rams are? It's how you finish. It's not how you start, right? We could talk about the Eagles. The Eagles are 10-1. They look like shit right now.
Yeah.
But the Rams have won 6 of 7. They're one loss in those 7 games against the Ravens. If they get past the Lions, they play.
By the way, you take away Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I think I'd be more willing to pay for that game.
Yeah. So, I mean, look at it this way. You get past the Lions. Yes, I get it. You have to beat the Niners or Cowboys, and then you have to go to the Super Bowl. But $10 to win 400, I sort of like that.
Let's go.
Rams future, just for the hell of it, for the smell of it. I'm not saying the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl, but if you want to throw $10 on a long shot, you don't have to do what I say.
Hey, they don't call him Nostradavus
for
nothing.
There you go. Those are your two picks this week. Throw a futures in there. You know what? Because if they beat the Lions this weekend, that number will drop, and you're not going to get those odds in a week. So
but do it now.
Do it now. So there's your parlay. There's your Super Bowl prop.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets.
Your money could be multiplying. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use our code OVERPROMISE. New customers can bet just $5. Like Covino said, you get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code OVERPROMISED. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, welcome back to Overpromise, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. Fox Sports Radio, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 on the West, 5 to 7 on the East. And again, this is our bonus podcast. We're doing it twice a week now, getting you ready for Super Wild Card Weekend. Now, I heard a wild story, Rich.
Wild, yeah.
A wild story. And the question is there ever a good way to announce that you're getting divorced or you're breaking up? Do you even have to do that? Or is it just part of the world we live in now? Because our good pal, boxer Ryan Garcia, who sort of built his reputation on social media, made a few announcements this
week. Oh, so awkward. Just like awkward sauce.
And he's such a good guy. Great young man. Talented kid. You remember a few months ago, he lost to Tank Davis.
And then he came back and dominated his next fight.
He beat Oscar Duarte. And most recently made an announcement that he became a dad again. He welcomed his first son into the world.
Look at that.
Congratulations. So he had a baby girl.
Is he a dad again?
Had a baby girl with another woman, right?
Gotcha. Oh, his
then
first son,
had huh? another girl with the woman he currently had the son with. He named him Henry Leo Garcia. Proud poppy, beautiful. Proud papa. And as a guy that roots for Ryan, let it be clear, we're fans. Yeah. Like him. Likeable guy. Successful. I believe in him. I think he's talented. He fights around 135, 140. Bright future in boxing. I was like, hey, man, good for him. Look at that. First son.
Yeah.
That's great. Good for him. Dude, an hour later. I'm not even making this up.
1 hour later.
1 hour later. He announces his divorce to the woman who just gave birth to his son and the mother of his daughter.
Whoa.
1 hour later, again, because of irreconcilable differences, and he says the marriage is beyond repair, but he stayed positive about it. He said, now the goal here is to co-parent and be the best parents they could. And that's not easy. Look, I do that. I know that's not easy. But the question now becomes, couldn't he let it breathe?
Yeah, it's like, you know when you want to write a nasty email and you people say, write it, don't press send, sit on it for a second.
Couldn't he wait? Again, he just announced the birth of his first son. Couldn't he wait a day? Just one day. Couldn't he? And then I'm speculating. Yeah, that's his now ex, Drea Salina. Again, they got together in 2019, right? And then got married in 2021. The marriage lasted about 3 years. And it goes to show you, too, the amount of pressure that people have on not wanting to get divorced or announce that divorce or that separation during the pregnancy. Because it looks so bad, right? So the moment she had the baby,
other than, some would say Deflategate, it's the only blemish on the Tom Brady, I'm the perfect human resume, is that him and Bridget Moynihan broke up while she was pregnant. And then he went on to Giselle, which is understandable, but a lot of people will be like, he left the pregnant woman.
Right. Like, well, think about how stressful.
Optically not good, right?
We're dads, Rich and I are dads, a lot of parents checking out overpromised. You know how difficult a pregnancy could be, right?
Yeah.
But you know how bad of a look it could be to announce that you're not going to make it through the pregnancy.
Dude wasted no time.
So he wasted no time.
Like, again, no time.
Which poses the question, should he have let it breathe? Should he have waited a day? A day! Let alone a week, a month, maybe a few months.
Let it simmer.
Let it just sit. Let the good news just sit a little bit. Or is there never a good way to announce that you're calling it quits? Well, look, when I was getting a divorce, I told Rich and Spawn, I told you guys, like, on a car ride to work, it's never a fun thing to do. So you got to keep that in mind. And when you're a public figure, you want to be the guy that announces
and
this.
And there's no good time to do it, right? Because there's always something next. Like, well, it's the holidays. Well, then it's Valentine's Day. Well, then it's summer birthday. Vacation. I love to talk about your divorce.
Yeah.
Weren't you served divorce papers on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
She could have let it breathe.
She could have. But again, it goes with this. Is there ever a good time?
Could have let it breathe.
We just finished opening presents. And here's me. Yeah, is there ever a good time? You have to think of it that way. And I say that only because this became a viral story and it became a question like, yo, man.
And dude, we get it. Half the people 50% of people end up getting a divorce. So this applies to half the people watching, unfortunately. I just got one piece of advice and then we'll say farewell. And that is, if you do make an announcement, we have a buddy, and I won't call him out, obviously. Mm-hmm. He said he was getting divorced, and then, thank God, they worked it out. They did not get divorced. They found a way to be like, psych, we're staying together.
Hey, man, that's awesome. You never know.
But when he made the divorce announcement, he used like a comic font.
It looked like circus font.
He was using like that Comic Sans font. Yeah. He's like, after many years, me and my girl are, I'm like, is he announcing his divorce?
The playful font didn't match the somber vibe of the announcement.
Like, dude. That's the font you're going with?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like no one uses, emojis during a death announcement.
That's Ryan's announcement.
That's appropriate.
Right there.
At least it's
it was somber. But again, a lot of people are saying there's a time and a place. You couldn't wait till you took the baby home. But again, we're here to say, I know it looks bad and it does sound ridiculous. And maybe he could have let it breathe, but there's never a good time or a place.
You had the baby? Healthy? Good? Yeah. All right. Divorce.
There you go. All right,
we'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you, DraftKings Sportsbook. Thank you, Fox Sports Radio. Thank you guys, most importantly.
Thank you, Larry,
for checking it out. We'll see you guys later. Anything you miss, always at Covino and Rich at Fox Sports Radio. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the overpromised land.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.